Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby.
Little SRV bringing us back. Stevie Ray, the late, great Stevie Ray, brought Vaughn. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Jerry Salinti is our guest, our good friend, original founding member of our Brain Trust, author of Trends 2000, Trend Tracking, and Trend Tracking, the director and founder of Trends Research Institute, the editor and the publisher of Trends Journal. Give us the website, Gerald.
TrendsJournal.com. TrendsJournal.com.
So check that out, and they can subscribe to his quarterly publication and the quarterly events now. Gerald, I'm glad you're doing that. I'm going to show up at some of these.
I'd love to have you.
I'm going to crash your party.
All right. You know, one thing I want to mention that everybody, I think, should pay attention to is what's going on with oil prices.
Yep.
And you're looking at, you know, Brent crude at, it's at a 14-month low. And you're looking at West Texas, it's about an 8-month low. And this has to do with demand. I mean, there's a lot of supply out there because of hydrofracking, et cetera. But there's the demand is dropping around the world, particularly in China. You're looking at housing prices in China. 67 out of 70 cities have gone down.
Yep.
The UK and London, the prices are falling. So this is very serious. Watch oil prices closely. This has been a long, long downturn. And usually oil prices pop in the summer because it's the heavy driving season.
This has been very counterintuitive for oil this year.
Yes. Well, I'm just saying, as people are looking at the economy and looking for signals, that's a big one.
Mm-hmm. What do you attribute that to? Just lack of demand?
Low demand. No.
You think the economy, the global economy, is softening?
There's no question about it.
Yeah,
the only
yeah.
thing that's been keeping the global economies going are the cheap money cycles.
Yeah, and now
and
that's about to start. That's going away. October, there will be the cheap money, the manufacturing money from nothing that the Fed's been doing. That's going to come to an end.
And you're going to see interest rates go up. When interest rates go up, this economy goes down. And our forecast is they're going to come up with another scheme to dump more money into the system. Mm. They'll call it something else. And our greatest fear is war.
Yeah.
That's our greatest fear.
Yeah. And, you know, before the war thing, talking about the financial and monetary situation, you know, Gerald, 4 or 5 years ago, I predicted that what was going to happen is the Fed's money is going to run up, going to create a bubble in assets. And when that crashes, the people who are on Wall Street, who are connected to the bubble, will make out like bandits because they know when to get out. But the Main Street, small businesses planted in the ground, we have not benefited from this run-up. We haven't had the same quarter this year that the economy went negative 2%, the stock market made records every month. And so when small businesses haven't benefited from the run-up in these assets, when they crash, we will be hurt by it.
Exactly. And it's also hurt the people who used to put money in the bank and to save it.
There's nothing about investing on Wall Street anymore. It's all about trading. And rolling the dice. Wall Street does not serve capitalism anymore.
No, well, capitalism died when they had too big to fails.
Yeah,
it's the merger of state and corporate powers.
That's a good point. What's the word that they use?
It's called fascism, is the merger of state and corporate powers.
Yeah.
And there's no such thing as too big to fail in a capitalistic society.
Mm-hmm.
They made that up.
That's right. No, that's exactly right. And also, guess what? They even went one step further. The Department of Justice, the Attorney General Holder, used a term that's essentially too big to jail.
That's right.
He actually said, we can't put some of these people in jail because it'll cause a panic.
I know.
Even though they committed crimes. So how do we fix this? In 1 minute, Gerald, tell us how we fix
this. Well, that's what we're launching. Occupy Peace, Rebuild America, close the borders down, no more people coming until we get in what we could take care of our own, bring home the troops, reinvest the money into rebuilding America, put back the tariffs in place that Bill Clinton took out with NAFTA, and have a self-sustaining economy. There's no reason why I'm wearing shoes, shirts, pants and everything else made in China. Make it in America. Rebuild America. That's our motto.
We can do all of that without being protectionist, though, Gerald.
Protectionism.
Some of what you said, though, sounds a little protectionist.
No, I'm going back to the way it was
Okay. Before
they sold us out.
Yeah. I agree with what you said, except we can't be protectionist because
I want to protect us. They sold us out with the multinationals. It was everything you're talking about with Wall Street and everything else.
Yep, I agree.
Bring home the trade.
Yep.
Trade with each other.
Trendsjournal.com, right?
That's it.
Hey, Gerald,
thanks so much, Jim,
for being here. Thanks
bye
for being
bye
here.
Now.
Good job. Gerald Celente, ladies and gentlemen. I told you to buckle your seatbelts, didn't I? Don't unbuckle him. He hasn't left yet. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.